Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu scenario. Burn the Gaspy from Flames of Freedom.
It's about 9 o'clock on June 9th in 1772. For those of you who aren't aware, this is prior to the American Revolutionary War, although things have been heated for a few years ever since the end of the French and Indian War that was fought over there in that area. The British have been raising taxes to help or making the colonials pay taxes based upon, you know, the need to actually pay for that war. But the colonials are feeling independent and kind of despise that type of thing. So recently, the Townsend Acts have been passed. If you feel like reading it, it's that little tiny thing on the left there. Just the upshot of it is it's the latest taxes that have been imposed by the British government. And people on exports and imports of goods and whatnot, and people in Rhode Island here, and actually all through the colonies, are pretty upset about that type of thing. In fact, in Providence Bay or the Narragansett Bay, outside of Rhode Island, there is a ship, the HMS Gaspy, captained by Lieutenant William Duddingson, that is seeking to enforce the Townsend Act, seizing goods from not just smugglers, but also law-abiding citizens as they come through an abuse of the Townsend Act. Everyone is sort of up in arms about that. At this time, on the evening, James Sabine's Tavern, which is near Finner's Wharf there in Rhode Island, is a gathering place, and things are in full swing at this point. It's a place where gambling, entertainment, just philosophical talk, drinking in general are all conducted. There's a private men's club, depending on your class, private rooms, public rooms may occur. So as we raise the curtain and begin, Mr. Hartman, I believe you'll already be in at one of the gambling tables. By the way, everyone here already, because it's Sabine's Tavern, is familiar with one another. So, Mr. Hartman, why don't you give us a little bit about your character and tell us how you're doing at the tables?
Well, I assume the role will tell me how I'm doing at the tables, but Gerard Hartman, he is a whaler by occupation. He's 24 years old, got an easy smile, sandy blonde hair, kind of lives in the moment, friendly guy, but definitely a gambler.
Why don't we go ahead and get a luck roll from you then? Let's see how you're going throughout the evening.
Ooh, that's a 10, and my luck is 64, so
that would be, on a scale, normally we don't do this, but that would be an extreme success, so you're in a very good mood, and you're doing really well, and some of the people around you are just happy and having a good time, and there are a few folks kind of squinting their eyes at you a little bit.
Well, they can squint all they want.
Are you cheating?
No, of course not.
Just checking. Good to know.
Lady Luck has me in her good graces tonight.
It seems like Lady Luck has you in her good graces every night.
Well, Or maybe you're just that unlucky.
Man named Pope stands up. I'll be taking my money elsewhere. Play with honest folk.
Well, I guess that means nowhere, since anywhere you go won't be honest.
Don't mind him. Don't mind him. Let's get another roll of the dice here. That's from someone else that happens to be in your party. Modest, what is it you are doing inside the house at this time?
What I always do when I come to the tavern when I'm not working on a merchantman, I come here and I smoke and I drink and I don't really have anything beyond that. I don't like to play at the gambling because I'm not very lucky and I can't understand it. I can't follow the games. I'm not really smart enough to do that. But I do like to sit here and drink and to listen to the gambling and the smarter people there who know what they're doing and who can follow the games. Like Mr. Hartman, he's a really smart fellow. I don't know what it is that he's doing, but he says he's winning, and it sounds exciting. So I would just be excited on his behalf.
Okay, sounds good. We'll put you bellied up to the bar there near the gambling tables. And as you sit there, kind of minding your own business and listening, you can hear two men talking next to you. They're talking about that Lieutenant Dodson and the crew of the HMS Gatsby have done it again. They think their authority's license to steal livestock, cargo, and crops from anyone they choose. That's ridiculous. And the other one returns, well, I hear that the governor and the lawyers are favorable to us. So they hate the Townsend Act, too. If someone could just get a hold of that doggone Duddington, we'd have our day in court. He wouldn't have to go back to England. We could take care of him here. And now, Mr. Mallory, what would you be doing in this tavern here?
Hi, I'm drinking, and I'm trying to keep my temper. I hear all this nonsense going on about this Duddington, and it boils my blood. All of it boils my blood. So stinking pissed at everyone all the time. They shut their stupid holes. We'd be fine.
Excellent. Can you give everyone an idea of what it is you look like?
I'm a bald man with a prodigious set of chin whiskers. I've got ropey muscles all over my body from working hard on the ships. I'm the bosun, and I have a responsibility to keep.
That's right. That's right. As you start to drink, there are a couple of other people around you who are listening in and just as mad as you are. They're mad about how the rum seems to be the next thing that's going to be interrupted. Because of the taxes. And they're mad in general because of the cargo and the jobs that they're losing because of all the shipping that has been interrupted. So you are with like-minded folk. Miss Wallace and Miss Cornsworth, the two of you, I believe, will be walking arm in arm or with each other into the Sabine's establishment. How would you like to make your entrance?
I'll just go with the flow and not make a lot of noise. I just want to play. As if I was a ghost, as if I wasn't there, just listening to people, paying attention to what is going on. Pay attention to who is winning, on that gambling table and stay close to my partners.
Sounds good. Why don't you make me a spot hidden roll?
The spot is not a success.
Not a success. No. Okay. That's fine then. You, as you just take in the room, you're a little distracted by the gambling, but you can tell that, you know, it's a good night. There's a lot of it's a lively evening, a lot of good activity. The public rooms seem to be, there's a lot of tasty marks out there, perhaps, if you're in such a mood. There are, it looks like the back private rooms are being used by the quote-unquote bettors. There are a few people moving around in there. And there's always the seat of the bar, if you like it, as you kind of circulate and take in what's going on.
All right, yeah. I will look at Keturah and tell him, should we go there? Gary?
Sorry, muted. Yeah, so just a bit of a description of her. She's, you know, quite good looking, long red hair. She's probably actually dressed up reasonably well. She'll sort of look around and nod. Yeah, and just sort of just drift from table to table, heading in that direction. Looking around, keeping an eye on things.
When you guys are saying go there in that direction, what is it you mean particularly?
I'll look for an empty table away from the crowd.
Okay.
I think possibly. I mean, so this is... says this is a meaningful location. So, I mean, she'll basically, yeah, just wander around, have a look at the card games, what's going on, you know, grab herself a drink, possibly even look around, maybe look to get ourselves a private room in the back so that we're not stuck in the main area.
Okay. Sounds good. That's probably a good idea, because as, let's see, as Prudence comes looking for a chair, she gets a table, and as she begins to sit down, she's a little bit annoyed. You can tell that people are kind of starting to avoid this area because there's a man up there that you know is Stephen Hopkins, who's speaking of the rights of the colonials. And he's arguing against illegal taxation in the most philosophical and high-minded of ways. And it's all very droll. So, at that point, I think Prudence, your shipmate, goes to the bar there, and Keturah leans over to the bar and asks for a private room. Bartender says, "Eh? Oh, sorry, Keturah. It's all full up tonight. Looks like some of them uppity ups, Tillinghast, Captain Lindsay, John Brown. They're taking that whole southeast corner over there. They're out here with the locals tonight."
That's fine. We can find a different spot. And I will squeeze Katara's arm and just pay attention to what they are singing.
She'll grab a drink and look for a space, a table that they can sit at, with her back against the wall so that there's nobody behind her.
Okay.
She's a bit paranoid.
Sure. You can find a place like that. There is, in fact, a sort of off to the side there near the bar, away from the philosopher over there. There is a group that begins singing. It's a song called "To the Anacreon of Heaven." And to your modern ears, you might realize that this is, although as a player, this is actually an antecedent to the Star Spangled Banner, so which is the national anthem here. So all of you were kind of spending your time and doing with it what you will when you begin hearing a drummer from outside around 10 o'clock or so. It's the loud noise of someone beating a drum and some loud conversation. Into the tavern walks Daniel Pierce, a young boy. Well, not a young boy, a young man of 17. And he calls in, and he's got several men behind him. Actually, a pretty large crowd. And he comes in and kind of stops his drum and says, "Captain Lindsay, sir, I've got him." And from the back southeast room, where you guys noticed some of the richer men there, out steps a man named Captain Lindsay that you know is captain of the ship Hannah that operates in the area. And he says, "Excellent, excellent." And John Brown steps out with him as well. He goes, "Men, everyone here with young Pierce, come to this room. If you've a mind to do something about the towns and act, and more than talk about it."
Oh, I'm first in line.
Excellent. You kind of shuffle in the crowd that people that were there also begin shuffling in. Does anyone want to avoid that? The main room is sort of empty, but there's several people who are stepping away. You're not going?
No, I mean, I don't want to avoid that. So you don't want to just avoid that? Go with the flow, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I see Mr. Mallory go, Mr. Mallory is very scary, and I respect him a whole lot. So if he thinks this is something that needs to be done, then I will surely go with Mr. Mallory.
Good man, Lynch.
Sir. Please don't hit me again.
I'll be going as well.
Okay. And Keturah, is Keturah going? I think that's the last of you. Or do you have other things in mind for all these rubes out here?
I think she'll end up going.
Excellent. So, of course, you all go to the back room. And everyone's kind of squeezed in to one side. And there's a table that they've moved the chairs away from. And some of the the more notable people of the area, as I've mentioned before, are off to the other side of the table. And they look about them. Captain Livesey has an important look. And John Brown, who's a very rich and prominent member of the Rhode Island contingent, as well as Captain Tillinghast, old Bandy Legs himself, is up there, known for his rickety legs. And Brown is the one who speaks up. Says, men, he looks around. This is a good group. You're men of the right disposition and men of action. How many of you are pleased with the Townsend Acts that have been thrust upon us? Everyone kind of grumbles. Oh, no, no. How many of you want to do something about it? Something real?
Aye!
Captain Lindsay here has got something to say. Earlier this evening, he took a right or took action. Captain Lindsay, I'll turn it to you. Captain Lindsay takes his pipe out of his mouth and says, earlier this evening, I saw an opportunity, and my ship and I, my crewmen, true men all, ran the Gatsby aground. It's sitting there waiting for high tide, just waiting as a plump prize. I have a mind to tell England what they can do with their taxes. I have a mind to go out there and burn that ship down. Can I get intelligence rolls real quick?
I feel like I shouldn't even bother.
Ooh, just barely made it.
I pass.
But that sounds like piracy. No, it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, I got a hard success.
Okay. Regular.
So everyone, you know, you pretty much know that this is, strictly speaking, piracy and against, you know, crimes against England. But, you know, all of you are beginning to feel yourselves as American colonials anyway. And this type of thing has been done already once or twice. And it's not unheard of. No one has been hurt.
It is.
But the ships themselves have been burned.
It is never piracy if it is against the oppressors.
There we are. There we are. So, seeing that it's kind of the room, everyone, John Brown kind of puts his hands down and says, now, of course, if there's any one of you who is a little bit negative, now's the time to leave. But I will swear you to secrecy, as this obviously need not get back to the governor. And a couple look around, and a couple people leave out of the back. I didn't hear anything, John. So preparations are made. People go out, begin going out. The plan is to prepare some longboats, blacken them, muffle the oars, blacken the sides of the longboats with ash, muffle the oars, and prepare to go out. As you guys are out there, a crowd of men approaches, of about eight people, very drunkenly and singing. And the leader says, here now, what you say, Finner? Give us passage to the other side. He has a ferry boat. And a ferry service. And he says, oh, tonight is full. I'm sorry, boys. He kind of looks over at the group of you that are standing nearby and says, "Take care of this, will you? I can't let them know that the reason for not giving passage tonight." Are you guys going to deal with the
drunk? Okay, he's asking us to manage this, right?
Yeah, that's right. And okay. The lead one comes up a little closer and puts his arm on Finner. And he says, "Come now, Finner. This is your business, is it not?"
"It's full up," the man said. "Leave off. Can't you see the group of us here all going over? Move it. Move off."
Would you like to make an intimidation roll?
Yeah. Up here. Ooh, ought five. I'm very intimidating indeed.
You are. So the first couple of people kind of raise their hands and say, all right, it's we'll leave. Obviously you're busy tonight. I understand. We'll go to the tavern and have some more to drink. But there are a few that are still standing back, and they're kind of grumbling and not actually going away, but they're not coming close at this point.
I'll just say, "Move what the man says. Keep going. And I will wave my hands in the direction of the exit.
Yeah, you guys are out on the wharf now, on Finner's wharf, preparing the boats. But yeah, with that extreme success, they're grumble, but they're cowed, and they go inside the tavern as well. What would you guys like to do individually to help prepare the boats?
Well, Miss Wallace will basically just have her pistol at the ready, just keeping an eye down the wharf just in case we get people coming back.
Sounds
not
good.
To actually shoot, but basically just to look menacing.
Yeah, this is a time actually, I mean, no one walks around with weapons. It's not like the old West or whatever, but people are gathering the weapons they have. There's a harpoon that has been grabbed. A few people have muskets, and they're sort of passing things.
Probably grab my harpoon, whaling stuff.
Good job. Is anyone leaving weapons behind, or everyone grabbing their weapons?
Definitely grabbing my weapons. I mean, I've literally
a pistol
and a knife.
I'm grabbing what I can.
Okay. Gary, why don't you make me a mechanical repair roll? You said you were helping with the ship and whatnot?
No. I was just keeping an eye, sort of basically keeping watch.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to work on the ships, being the bosun. I figure I have some skill with that.
Sounds good.
And I will work at whatever labor it is that Mr. Mallory directs to be done.
Or black that bit over there.
So the those of you that are going to grab weapons can go do that for your preparations. You can make me a spot hidden, Keturah. And Modest and Ansel, you guys can give me mechanical repairs to see how well you're doing.
I was also looking for some sort of weapon.
Okay.
And I got an 06.
You got an 06? Great. You do have some weapons on your sheet, so it, you know, the men there are passing them out. So you can collect those that are there, or if you have personal weapons, you can go run and get question. At this time. Yeah.
What's a musketoon?
It's like a short musket. So muskets are actually like, really long.
I thought it was a combination of like a musket and a harpoon, which would be awesome.
That would be awesome. It's like an over-under thing, but actually it's more like a musket and a spittoon, so you can, you know, chew your tobacco.
That makes more sense. Yes. Of course. So why didn't I think of that?
Actually, if you look at the old pictures and things, muskets are actually taller than the soldiers that carry them a lot of times. Most times. So the musketoon is a smaller version of that.
So would it be like normal rifle size, is that? Or smaller than that?
Not normal rifle, more like a
short shotgun kind of size.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Okay.
It's specifically shorter because you don't need the range. It's to use, you know, on board a ship and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you. Well, I have that as well.
And I got an extreme success on mechanical repair.
Excellent.
I'm very good at the doing of things. I just don't know what to do. I need to be told what to do.
That sounds good. I'll say you're muffling the oars in the bottom of the boat. And you do so well on one of the longboats. Help out there. What about you, Mr. Mallory? Are you giving instruction, or are you working yourself?
I'm working myself, and I was also successful.
Excellent. So I think you're blackening the sides of the boats with ash a bit. Keturah? Did you roll a spot hidden as you were standing out?
Yes. I'm sorry. 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 Yes.
It's all right.
So once basically, she's keeping an eye out, and then she will basically help and get on board the boat when it's ready.
Okay. So, did you succeed in your spot hidden?
Oops, sorry about that. I missed the whole spot hidden. So that's a 50. What's my spot hidden? 50. Yep. Yes, I did.
Okay. You do see a face back in the tavern, which is the closest building, and up on the third floor, sort of backlit, looking down at the group as they prepare to leave. And then it's would you like to do anything about it? It's about time to leave at this point, but...
As long as they're not like coming towards us or look like they're actually calling for guards, that sort of thing, I won't worry about them.
Okay. Sounds good.
If I see the boat, you know, that they're ready, she'll be heading back and jumping on board the boat.
Sounds good. So, there's a group of longboats there that you guys can choose from. The first is manned by the Captain Abraham Wimple. He's the sheriff of Kent. He's been deputized to make the arrest of out in the Gaspies, Captain, the lieutenant. The next is Samuel Dunn, who's a by-the-book captain, and Tillinghast also has an open boat. There are two more, but they're pretty full at this point. So would you guys like to split yourselves up? Would you like to force yourselves into one of those boats? Not force yourselves, but go as a group? Or how would you like to proceed?
Let's go with that guy, Mallory. Seems to be tough. He's things get ugly.
Let's go in a group. Yeah.
He's an honest captain.
Sounds good. And who did you choose?
Dunn.
Okay. Yes. Very by the book. As you climb in, normally he's very fastidious, but in his haste, apparently, there's a smell on the ship. That was a bit like pickles. And one of the women that's in the ship says, "Oh, God, what did you spill?" And you set out in the longboats, and everyone, shh, there's still some mumbling about the spilled onions, the pickled onions that are on the ground. So as you go, the planets split up. And there are two more longboats up ahead that are going to meet from Bristol. So as you leave it's around midnight, but you still have a full moon. Let's get some a party look roll, if we can.
I'm at 47.
I think it's Randall.
I think I saw another 41, didn't I? Let's see.
According to the notes, you're in the moment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Rolling the lock with 34. Success? Yes.
Okay. Can I get a party navigate roll?
So the person with the lowest navigation skill?
That's right.
I've got 40.
I'm at 45.
I'm 50.
40.
53.
It's me again.
Are you or me? I mean.
All right, you go. I tried the lock, so I don't want them to blame me.
Well, it's too late 07. For that.
So that's an extreme success, I believe. No, very nice. Yes, 07.
Excellent. So you guys are able, even amidst the all the complaining about the pickles and a little jostling from the men, you're able to navigate and tell where you are based upon the land, and pushing out farther into the river at times and coming closer to make sure where you are. At one point, you start to hear some sounds, or you don't start to hear some sounds. You do hear some sounds from nearby of singing a British tune and some oars that kind of aren't muffled, but you sort of ship your oars and soon they pass by. It brings you up after it's all done, right where you wanted to go, which is, let's see exactly where it is, where Bristol comes out. I think it's Gatsby Point. So as you look at the map that's there, up on top of the red is where Rhode Island itself is, where Providence is. And then as you come down the bay, you're going all the way down to the spot that is sort of poking out near the bottom of the sort of poking out to the right.
That little peninsula?
Yeah. It's just, where's my map? Why is it so screwed up? It's called Conamitment Point is where you're headed. But you actually come across before that, you pull in to the Gasped Point, which is right next to the river. And two ships from Bristol, which is farther downstream in Bristol Bay, two more longboats have joined you at first. And there's a discussion. One of the boats is missing, hasn't arrived yet. So you're a total of seven boats at this point. There's a discussion whether you should leave them and go and push on now. You're lost the moon at this point. So you're standing on your own knowledge, or else you should go ahead and push on. How would you like to argue? Have the discussion amongst yourselves and add your thoughts.
I think we should wait.
We should push on.
Yeah.
No. We got momentum. Let's just keep going.
Right. If they're late or they've been held up, we might lose the opportunity. Let's go.
Exactly.
Sounds good. Does anyone have a persuade? Can I get a persuade roll or a social roll from someone who is agreeing to go on?
So, I make my charm roll. So I rolled a 50.
Didn't sound like too much of a charm. Sound like you were trying a little bit of a persuade.
Well, then if it's persuade, then no.
All I can do is intimidate.
Do you like
to try? I'm not very persuasive. I am not persuasive. I can.
I mean, you can try your approach. I'll let you guys.
I can fast talk people. I can fast talk people if you allow me.
Okay.
They look confused.
So that's kind of a failed social role. So the men are not very persuaded. They feel like they should wait. Like I said, I'll allow you to push the role if you want to with another choice amongst you. But I think if you push it, we'll have to have a consequence, but we'll worry about that right now. Go ahead and give it a go. Let's hear what you're fast talking on, Randall.
All right. Listen, we gotta keep moving. This is the time. This is the time to put a stop to all this exploitation. We got the boats, we got the men. They don't know we're coming. Let's just keep moving forward.
What about the number? What about the number of boats? We need more.
We are enough. And I look around and I see five other boats. Look, got six boats in total. We don't need one more. Let's we got the people.
We are strong enough.
Go ahead and roll it, Randall.
Okay. Ha ha ha! 08.
Woohoo!
Nice. Okay, you actually have 7 boats because you were met by the 2. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a little grumbling, but the Sheriff of Kent is in your favor. He's like, yes, let's go. You're right. You're right. We've got 7 boats with 6 men, and, you know, we've got some of these are 10. We've got some empty room, but, you know, that one was full. But, yes, you're right. You're right. Let's move on. Let's move on. So, onward you go. Soon as you come up, again, moving silently with the muffled oars and everything, give me spot hiddens. Let's see who spies the ship first.
-93 is going to be a not likely for me.
Oh.
I failed my spot hidden.
I'm only 1 over, so I can spend a point of luck to make it a success.
Okay. Sounds good then. Ansel is able to spy through the dusk and the dark over to the right bank as you're coming down, the left bank as you're looking on the map. Nearby, but not quite, you see a ship that can only be the Gatsby. You pull up close to it, and you hear, "Ho! Ho! Who's there?" And up above, you see a man with a musket. I say, "Who's there? Stop in the name of the king."
We're here to provide some supplies to the captain.
Supplies? What do you mean?
Yes. From the land. We got wine.
Wine?
This sounds like more of a fast talk world, but because there's 7 boats full of men? let's do this with a penalty die.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's see. You and your penalties. No, I need to burn a lot of luck, and I'm not very lucky, so I fail.
Okay.
We've got plenty of wine here. I don't think you're here for the wine. That man's got a musketoon.
I look around. Someone shoot that guy.
He pulls up his own musket.
He said, "Don't go any farther."
And he aims down on, let's see. He aims down on Prudence right there for being the one talking. And he has you in his sights. And you hear click.
What the?
And sorry, I forgot the guy's name. The Sheriff of Kent calls out, "No shooting, no shooting." And about that time, the captain comes out. And he says, "What's all this mess?" And Sheriff of Kent says, "Let's board them. captain comes out and says, raise the alarm, raise the alarm. The ships are coming closer together, and the action has begun. So let's get some climb rolls from you guys to be able to get up there on deck as other sailors start to come out as well. And in all this hubbub, you hear a loud shot ring out. And Captain Dunnington of the Gatsby goes down.
Ah! I failed my climb.
Okay.
Yeah, I rolled a 92 on my climb. I didn't climb either.
Sorry.
I rolled a 69 on my climb. I didn't climb either.
If you pass, then you'll just get up in the first wave. And if you don't, then pretty much the rest of the men will get up in front of you.
Hard success.
I didn't make mine either.
All right.
We're fighters, not climbers.
Sounds that way.
I got up there.
Yeah. So Modest vaults over the top of the is one of the first up and vaults over the top of the railing as these other men come out, and you hear the call, go for the weapons, they're locked up. And the men that are there begin to fight hand to hand. There is a man coming at you in his long johns with a red coat on over top of them, and he's got a belaying pin. So looks like with 70, you'll go first. What would you like to do?
So the fighting has started, right? It's not like
yes.
It's not like I'm starting this fight. Okay.
No. It's good. Yeah. The order is to arrest them, but there's already been shots fired. The people that are on board are weaponless, except for the one young kid who is attempting to fire again.
If he's coming at me with a belaying pin, then I with my trusty hatchet will hatchet him.
Okay. Okay.
In a normally successful kind of way.
All right. He's going to try to dodge. And with the 72, he does not. So let's get some damage, please.
Six.
Oof. He calls out. And for his turn, and there's another man coming up next to him. He'll be there next round. But for his turn, he's going to attack. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
I will be fighting back, thank you. That's a hard success.
That beats his failure, so let's get some more damage there.
That will be another six.
A six. He falls. How would you like to describe, why don't you tell us how he falls to your hatchet?
Probably the first blow was a strike to the side, opening up a nice large gash in his side, probably breaking a few ribs, and then he swings with the with his belaying pin and swing down to push that to the side and club him with the hatchet right in the top of his head.
Excellent. His skull crushes, and your hatchet is stuck momentarily as he slumps to the floor, and you have to put your foot on it to pull it out. So it's another round now, and we'll go to the top with Keturah. You also have one on you with another man coming. How would you like to? This one is coming with his bare hands.
Oh, well, she will slash at him with her knife.
Okay.
She has a medium knife, actually. Yeah. Yep, so slash 17. So, you know what? I'll spend the 5 points of luck and make that hard success.
Okay, sounds good. That's good because she or the person he was fighting back but only got a normal success. So why don't you roll damage?
Okay, so damage is 1d4 plus 2 plus damage bonus, which I've got none. So that's 3, 4, 5. Excuse me.
5 damage?
5 points of damage. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Prudence.
So,
you actually have two coming at you at the same time.
What do I have? Do I have, like, I should have some sort of weapon because smuggling is a dangerous business.
Yeah, there are a couple of weapons listed on your weapon thing, and you know you guys were successfully grabbing stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Let me check my weapons then. Yeah, I will use my pistol. My pistol. Make one shot to one of them. Towards one okay. of them. And that is a failure.
It's a failure. Okay.
And I will just wait with my knife for a close range fight.
Okay. Let's see. So, Gerard, give me a listen roll, as you also have one. Let me see if it's one or two. One on you with more closing in.
91. Nope.
Okay. Sounds good. Would you like to, this is another bare-handed sailor. Would you like to, what would you like to do?
I think, oh, interesting. The harpoon is listed under my weapons, but there's no stats for it.
Oh, yeah, that was, I didn't have any stats. I was kind of in a hurry as I was transferring. Does anyone know like what a spear would do? D8 or something? I think that's good unless someone has a different idea. Let's use your fighting brawl and we'll do a D8.
Okay.
This guy is going to fight back, try to grab your spear.
That is a 14. That is a hard success.
Okay. He got an extreme success.
That but, rat bastard.
Huh?
Rat bastard.
Yeah. But he's barehanded, and what he's able to do as you go to stab him with your harpoon overhanded, he slips aside and grabs the harpoon from your hands.
Well, so now, great.
Now you're harpoonless. And Ansel, give me a listen roll, please.
A listen roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5. All the zeros.
All the zeros.
Rage. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything. I'm
bloodlusted.
Elfing.
Okay. What would you like to do then? You have another one coming at you. This one seems to have a coil of rope that he's wrapped around his hands.
I'm going to bring my hatchet to bear upon his skull.
Okay.
And I do so in a hard way.
In a hard way. His dodge is unsuccessful. Let's get some damage from the hatchet.
And I do 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. Okay. We're back to you, Modest. The other one, the other sailor, has gone bone white as he skitters up to you, and his hands are up. What would you like to do?
They say you're supposed to be under arrest, so get down and be arrested.
Okay. Do you have an intimidate roll?
Or I will shove you. I do have an intimidate roll, and I am very intimidating, but not intimidating enough in this case, I guess.
Okay. So he turns and runs.
Come back here. You're supposed to be under arrest. Mr. Mallory said you're under arrest. Come, where are you going?
Why don't you give me a listen roll? In fact, you can all give me listen rolls at the end of this this round.
I hear nothing.
Hard success on my listen roll.
That is a regular for me.
Nope, still yelling.
Regular.
So those of you that failed your listen roll, you are in the heat of battle. There's a clash of arms, men yelling, and you're not quite able to hear what's happening. But those of you who made it, hear from the leaders, Tillinghast, in particular, yelling, "Remember, no casualties, no casualties."
Oops.
And we'll go to the top of the order again to Keturah. This guy has you heard, right?
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay. So this guy in front of you has a big slash on his, across his chest, I think.
Yeah, so she will go to do another slash.
Okay.
So 35, which is a miss.
Okay. His dodge missed as well, so he is done. Let's see, we'll come back and see. So Prudence, you're up.
Okay, so I got two of them on top of me, right?
That's right, yes. I missed one of them last time when I came back, but that's okay.
I will fight with my knife if someone gets too close to me.
Okay. Let's let me see.
Stay back. You're under arrest.
One of them is staying back, but one of them is coming for throwing himself at your neck.
Okay. Let me roll for that knife.
Okay.
Fighting skill. Hard success.
Okay. Let's get some damage.
Nice. Oh no. Very high. 2, 1, 3. 6 points total.
6 points. Okay. All right. That guy screams aloud.
Tell you to stay back.
His knees, with his eyes rolled up, but his lids are shut. You can't tell if he's alive or dead. Mr. Hartman. You have a man in front of you with a harpoon.
Your harpoon.
Your harpoon. Your one-time harpoon, yeah. Yep. Ivory inlaid.
I guess I will try and grab for the harpoon.
Okay.
Right, a success right on the nose.
So a normal success.
Yep.
Okay. So he's holding on to that harpoon. Let's get an opposed strength check since you were actually no, because you tied and he was kind of fighting back just to keep the harpoon from you. You kind of slip off and he keeps it away from you. It's not good enough for a strength check. But he doesn't attack you. He's just taking the harpoon. Modest.
Mr. Mallory, what does it mean, no casualties? Does that mean we're not supposed to kill anyone? I think I done wrong, Mr. Mallory. I think I made a mistake.
Kick him over the side! Keep going!
Okay, so Modest is sort of scratching his head.
Well, Mr. Mallory said over the side, so I'll
okay.
I'll pick up the guy I killed and pitch him over the side into the
There's bay. No one. Yeah, there's no one nearby, but you can quickly close to one of the men running past. Let's get a fighting brawl. See if you can grab one.
Oh, I thought the dead guy.
Yeah, the dead guy.
Oh, the dead guy. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's no problem at all.
Hide the evidence.
Yeah. You pick him up and throw him over the side. And Mr. Mallory, you were next.
Yeah. I will try to bellow, lay down! Lay down! Be arrested! As I wail at whoever is closest. My PC skills are mostly brawling. Yes, and that is a regular success. At smacking somebody with my hatchet.
Okay. At 3 zeros, so you will be able to, as he attempts to dodge, so you will be able to smack him soundly. With the fumble, I guess that doesn't mean that you wind up with an extreme success, does it? Like vice versa.
I don't think I've ever had anybody roll all zeros for their dodge.
Well, just come down heftily. Come down heftily. Let's see what you got.
I got a 7, so I came down
actually,
pretty.
You know what? Yeah, let's push this into, since he totally fumbled and you're savagely trying to chop him, that let's just do max damage with that. What do you have? He stumbles right at you.
So that would be an 11 at max damage.
An 11 at max damage. This guy, you dispatch him as well. How do you do this thing?
Yeah, as he's making his way for Mr. Lynch, carrying the guy to the following orders as a good man should, he's making up, and I just bash him in the back of the skull, and it, you know, with such savage fury that I snap his spinal cord and he just tumbles off the side of the ship.
Ah, down he goes. Oh! Okay, you hear. All the sailors that are engaged with you take this opportunity to turn and flee to the other side of the ship. And you hear a pistol shot in the air and a voice say, "That's enough. We surrender. We surrender." And whatever makeshift weapons they have are, they're dropping them. Mr. Hartman, your harpoon is dropped at your feet, and the guy gets on his knees with his hands in the air,
Miss Thor Keturah. What'd you say?
I said very well.
Very well. Keturah, would you like to continue this or are you going to stop? Several voices are now crying, we surrender, we surrender. And and there's a pistol shot straight in the air. Was that you, Gary?
Sorry, yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, so still got his on, still got her one on her, doesn't she?
Yeah, but that person is pulling back.
Oh, well, she'll lift up her gun and take a shot if he pulls back.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe you didn't hear.
You are point blank.
They also.
It's the heat of the battle.
You are point blank, and this person is obviously not doing anything except backing away from you. Let's hear how you end the sailor's life.
Well, she doesn't because she missed. I rolled a 62.
No. It's point blank. You can't miss.
Okay. Can't miss. Okay, so...
Can't miss. It's a stationary target directly in front of you.
Well, I do 2 points of damage.
You do 2 points of damage with your...
It's mustard? One flintlock pistol is one... I only got a pistol. I don't have a musket. It's 1d8. And I do 2 points of damage. 2 points of damage, yep.
Okay. So you shoot this sailor in the stomach, and he collapses. Prudence, how do you choose? You can hear people saying, see fire, see fire!
Yeah.
No casualties!
Yeah,
good God!
I'll grab the guy I was fighting with by the hair and just grab him, push him down to the floor of the ship. Stay there! Stay there! You're under arrest.
He is not interested in moving at this point.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Is anyone else interested in keeping the activities going?
No.
No? Everyone.
That's what we're here for.
Yes, we'll let them surrender.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, all the men are kind of gathered on one side. And can I get dex rolls from people?
Dex rolls. Hard success.
Normal success.
Okay.
Hard success.
Yeah. It's a simple thing. If you pass, you feel the ship heave beneath you and you kind of stagger a little bit or not, depending on your degree of success. And if you fail, you stumble to your knees as the ship kind of moves. Not kind of moves, does move.
Thought I was run aground.
Is this normal, Steve?
It's the Taz coming in, isn't it? Is the Taz coming in and shifting the ship?
So give a natural world. If you're interested, Ms. Collins.
No, I want to find out what's going on. That's I failed. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not sure. This ship, it heaved for some reason. You've got Modest next to you saying it's the tide. You're not sure yourself because you're not sure when it comes in. John Brown comes storming over to you three and is like, what is the matter with you? Clap that man in irons. He points over at Keturah. That woman. Is that right? Woman or man? I'm sorry.
Woman.
Yeah. Clap that woman in irons now. And, you know, there's some argument going around amongst the men. And he says, what? And he's looking at all of you. We said no casualties. Do you know what this is? Do you know what's happened?
Self defense. Leave her be.
I don't have any irons, but I'll grab a hold of Ghatura.
Okay.
Well, she will try to avoid being grabbed.
Okay, we'll have a quick thing there. Let's get a fighting brawl between you and opposed roll.
That's an extreme success.
So where are we supposed to jump on the boat and just stand there as they were killing us? That's nonsense.
They had no weapons. The only person who had a weapon was that boy, and he had wet powder. These are the first murders that have happened over this type of thing. What are you? Do you know what will happen when word of this gets back to England?
And the harpoons! What are you, a sissy?
Let me get...
It's revolution, baby!
Let's get sand rolls from all of you, is what he's saying, is thinking of.
But let roll?
Sand rolls. And a d4 if you fail.
That passes. Or
nothing if you pass.
I pass.
As you realize, you may have just started a war.
D4, you said?
If I fail.
Okay, yeah, D4 if you fail.
Not only did Mr. Mallory fail, but he lost all 4 points of sanity as, you know, the bloodshed on his hands.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys can role play that, the 4 points, again, as you wish. Again, as the realization comes down, the consequences of your actions, what they may be. At this point, there's another heave in the ship, so can we get some more dex rolls?
Got an extreme success that time.
No, 91. I will burn one luck to make that a success this time.
Fall down on my knees and I stay there. Mixing with the feelings of what have we done.
I keep my feet.
Excellent. So, who's going to be saying this? So the Hillinghast grabs a hold of the captain and says, we need to get these men off. Something's amiss with the ship. The tide might be coming in. And so the John Brown points over at Ketura, where she is being held by Modest, and says, keep your hands on that one. And the offloading begins of the men. And he points at the lot of you and says, you can come last. So some of the men are coming down. They're taking the prisoners into the longboats. You can see that the captain of the Gatsby, Duddingston, is actually not dead, but he is wounded. And he looks over his shoulder at you as he is helped down the rail and says,
I'll see you all hanged for this. And down he goes. And at this point, there is a loud cracking sound from beneath your feet as the, let's see if I can drop a picture.
Cracking as the hole is cracking?
Cracking as the entire hole is cracking, and there's a loud shifting. As that is the Gatsby, and from beneath her, this emerges. Oh, hang on. I got that way up there. Sorry.
Another ship.
Another ship. A ship that's barely held together. In fact, you don't know how it's being held together. It's twice the size of the Gatsby, almost. And it is ripped. There are holes in the hull. The sails are in tatters, what there are of them. And it seems to be possibly a ghost ship. And you hear a howl as it emerges. So let's get some more dex rolls right now, as the ship that you're on is cracking in half.
Oh my gosh, another 71. I'll burn one more luck to make that a success.
Oh, an ought one. What
yep,
a
waste. I also got an ought one, so I keep my feet and keep my hold on.
Did you get an 0-1?
Yeah.
Does anybody
feel like get a critical success? All the critical success. Luck.
What's that?
I'm spending
to keep your feet and keep swinging from swinging
I'm
away.
I'm spending 6 points of luck to make a success.
Even if you lose your feet, I'll just keep a hold of you and keep you holding up.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so that sounds like everybody made it.
With a critical success, yes.
Yes. So did everybody have a critical success? I know there's three or so in there. Max, I think, made a...
No, I had just a regular.
Okay. So, Gerard, as this thing cracks open and the Gatsby is splintered in half into pieces, you slide over towards the rail, but grab a hold of the rail as your feet go over. And other men are falling into the water. Some are sliding over. One of the boats, let's see. Actually, let's see how many of the boats. Two of the boats actually are capsized in the wake of this huge thing, and you can hear the men calling for help and crying out as from the deck of this ship, skeletons are rising and begin to come attack. Amongst them.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can give me a spot hidden real quick.
Failed.
02.
Fail.
Normal success.
Okay. So, Prudence and Modest. You notice amongst them They all seem to be just skeletal with some sailor clothing here or there. But amongst them, you see one creature that's like this, that has more flesh and more clothes. And instead of that little circlet, actually has a hat, a captain's hat, and an armband upon one arm. It seems to be screeching inaudibly with the, well, unintelligibly, and pointing at you guys.
It's, so, it's David Jones. David Jones is here.
Yeah.
Is he on our side, or did we do wrong?
So since this,
I will let my sanity roll decide that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's get sanity rolls from everybody. Thank you, Randall.
Yeah, thanks, Randall.
60. Oh,
fail. Failure.
00 on my sanity roll.
97.
Normal success. I'm kind of too dumb to understand. Of course it's Davy Jones. I mean, why wouldn't it be? I don't see the big deal.
Okay, for a failure, let's get a D6. For a success, 1.
So that means I lose 6 automatically?
Only... I have lost 5 in like the last 20 minutes.
But that's okay. I lost 6. Is that a quarter of your total, though?
No.
Okay. Because it's 5 in one go or a quarter in an hour.
Okay.
Well, I lost 6 in one go.
Well, then that's more than 5.
That's more than 5.
I got 4. Okay.
You got 4?
I'm still saying, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are screaming and disrupted. However, how would you like to be affected, Gary, as you are being held still by Modest tightly in his grip?
You don't need to worry, Miss Wallace. It's just David Jones. I'm sure it's okay. He's just here to see what's going on, I guess.
Trying to think what's the best way. Look, I think she'll pass out, probably. She'll swoon.
Okay. That sounds fine.
As she faints while I'm holding her up, I will look at her and Miss Wallace, are you okay?
I'll just, by the way, on duration.
Pick her up and throw her over my shoulder. And then kind of wait to be told what to do.
And Gary, did you say you rolled a 5 on a D10? That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, these skeletons are swarming, and this will be a surprise round, so they'll get a first go round at you guys. So let's get Gerard first, as you're kind of holding on to the outside of the ship. You didn't fall into the water, but you're on the outside.
Thank God.
Let me see if one of them sees you. Actually, yeah, one of them starts to go by and turns and sees you.
Great.
He's going to try to swat your hands with a club, and I'm afraid he does.
Okay, I'll dodge.
You're going to dodge? Okay.
And that will be a failure.
A failure, okay. You kind of shuffle your hands around, and actually, it's a club that this thing is bringing down on you. It does 2 points of damage as it smashes the fingers of your right hand
give me a strength roll.
Strength roll. 47 is a regular success.
Okay, you're able to hold on with your other hand, but you're are you right-handed or left-handed? I'll be kind here.
Why don't we leave chance up to it? Rolling a d6 and odd is left hand and even is right hand.
All right, actually, let's get some chance into it since you're a gambler. So it's a d6, odd is right, and even is left. Is that right?
Odd left, even right.
Okay. What did you roll?
I rolled a 5.
Ah, okay. You're lucky then. It's your opposite hand that's been smashed. And yep. You're able to hold on, and you're kind of dangling by your feet, swinging. But your hand's unusable for the time being. Maybe going to definitely have to set that bone.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Lynch, as you are throwing Miss Keturah, Miss Wallace, over your shoulder, you have, hang on a second, there they are, you have one come running at you. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
Well, I will fight back, but I'm probably going to have like a penalty die for, because I'm also not, I mean, I was told to hold on to Miss Wallace, so I can't let her go.
That's right.
So I guess I will fight back with a penalty die.
Okay.
Which turns what would have been an extreme success into a normal success.
Into a normal success. Okay. That is fine then. You are able to sort of move to the side, and the skeleton goes sort of that was going for you, reaches and misses and continues onward. So that takes care of Keturah. Prudence, there's a skeleton coming from you. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
I will dodge.
Okay.
Or not. Failure.
Failure. Okay. Take 3 points of damage as this one has a knife in its hand and is able to slash you as it comes to you.
Okay.
So, Ansel, dodge or fight back against these undead creatures. Oh, yeah, wait. You're in a bloody rage, right?
Yeah.
No, wait. You're not forcibly in a bloody rage, though. But you fight back?
Oh, let's see.
Tell me your success, level of success.
13 out of 60, so that's at least a hard. Yeah. Oh, I could spend 1 point to make it an extreme. I think I will.
Good choice, because the skeleton also had a hard success.
All right, so I do. Do. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. What are you hitting it with?
With my hatchet.
With your hatchet. Okay, a few rib bones fly off and it gets knocked back as you hack at it. Okay, now we're going to go back to the top. You guys are going to get your chance to do something. Keturah, you had a 5. This is 2 for you. You're still unconscious on top of Modest shoulder. Let's go with Prudence.
So I got this skeleton on top of me, so I will get rid of it first. I will turn the knife around and hit it. To the back of the knife.
Okay.
4. Oh, 07.
Okay. That beats its dodge for sure. So you're able to smash it.
Critical success. Yes, on the head.
Okay, how much success? Or how much hit points?
Damage? So, what about, I don't know, because I'm not using the edge of the knife. Should I roll different damage?
Let's call it like, a club. Let's call it a D4 plus damage bonus.
Okay.
You know what? Just roll regular damage because these things aren't necessarily, you know, you're not going to slash their skin open or anything. So whatever damage is getting done is going to be, 5 points on this one?
Yes.
Okay. Its skull cracks and it's
nice.
You leave a hole and this one slumps down, his neck falls forward broken.
Nice.
Yeah. Gerard.
Yep. I'm going to try and haul myself back so I can't get thrown off the railing.
Did you succeed in your spot hidden earlier when you noticed the different one that's kind of screaming and pointing at these eerily silent?
Don't
it doesn't matter.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. No.
Okay, that's fine then. Okay, go ahead. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna try and haul myself back up so I can't get knocked off, since I'm only hanging on with one hand right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get some strength.
All right. I'm gonna burn the luck to make that a regular success. I rolled an 82 and my strength is 71, so I'll burn 11.
Nice. Okay. So you'll be up next round and ready to go. Let's see. Modest, what would you like to do?
Mr. Mallory, is this just supposed to be no casualties? We arrest them, right?
Not these ones! Put that wench down and lay to, man!
but the captain said to hold on.
Me too!
Well, I will keep a hold of Miss Wallace, but I will take a swing at any nearby skeletons.
Okay.
Meaning I'll try to follow every order at the same time.
Let's get a fighting brawl and let's give you a penalty die since you're throwing it on your shoulder and a little confused and all that stuff.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
That could be an extreme success, but instead is a hard success.
A hard success. Okay. That succeeds. Would you like to do some damage?
7.
7? Oh my. Yeah, this one as well, its jawbone comes clean off and its head rocks back with the broken neck and rolls across the deck as it kind of does a limbo, falls over backwards. Ansel.
That's a 24. That's a hard success.
You guys are hot. Actually, you're hot, but I just rolled a 0-4 for a fight back. So sorry about that. Kind of. Maybe.
Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Not sorry. This thing reaches out with its... It's got a sword, and it actually hits you for 5 points of damage,
wow.
Brutally slashing you, actually running you through your side. Pulls out.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, let's see. Gerard, you are in combat with a skeleton with a club that is seeking to bash your head in now. Like to dodge or fight back? Well,
I'm going to.
Let me get as far. Let me stop right here. Let me get some spot hidden from everyone. Mix the chaos and the carnage.
54 is a success.
Okay.
Nope.
I see my wife's blood slipping down my leg.
Anybody?
Nope. 80.
Anybody besides Hartman who makes it actually is the only person, right? Which is fine. He sees as he's pulling himself up, maybe he even saw it when he was dangling there, kind of hanging for his life. There's actually a store of explosives and munitions in the Gatsby that is conveniently placed, has been cracked open near the side of the ghost ship that has come up.
Great. I'm going to shoot it with my musketoon.
Okay. While you're on the ship, just checking.
I mean...
No, it's fine. Whatever you'd like to do.
So, its position on the Gatsby, are we still semi-run aground or no? We're in the water now.
You're in the water. The Gatsby is pretty much in two pieces, or, you know, pieces have fallen off. The mast has fallen off. This ship has risen beneath it. So there's about a chunk of the ship of the Gatsby that's still there, and the munitions are visible within its hull, and it's on top of the deck of the ghost ship.
Well, yeah, I want, but how far away are we from the munitions if I shot it from where I'm at now?
It would be a normal range, I guess,
which shouldn't blow us up immediately, but there might be some shrapnel.
That sounds reasonable. We'll go with that.
Yeah, since sure. You're not. Let's shoot it.
Okay.
I'm not that great with the musketoon, but let's see. Oh, 99.
Okay.
The malfunction on this is 100, though, so it's not a malfunction.
Okay. That sounds fine. I got to remember next time, that wasn't a real musket thing that I pulled up in the Dole's house. I couldn't find a musket, so I just took a rifle and renamed it, a shotgun and renamed it. So next time, next time it'll malfunction. But this time, yeah, your shot just goes wide. Let's see. I'm sorry. I got hung up with that. Have they tried to attack you, or did you guys get actions last time? I'm completely lost.
I think I had an action.
You had.
I have an action too. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So these guys are coming after you. So that means.
Oh no! I'm lying because I smashed the skull of one of me. One of the skeletons was attacking me.
So did you have an action or was that a fighting back is what I'm trying to figure out. I'm sorry.
I was attacking the skull. The skull, the skeleton.
You were attacking. Skeleton. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds fine. So Gerard, you have a skeleton on you that is going after you. You'd like to fight back or?
I'm going to try and dodge.
Okay.
And I succeed with a regular dodge.
Does it beat a 0-2?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. The skeleton is able to reach out with his hand and punch you for 2 damage. Solid blow on your eye.
Down to 7.
Okay. It's a brutal fight. So, Modest. There is one coming at you right now. Would you like to dodge or fight back?
That will be a fighting back. Thank you.
Okay. Well, again, with the penalty die for holding on to a body.
Of course. Uh-oh. Yeah, that one fails.
Okay, that's okay. Yours fails as well. Prudence, dodge or fight back.
Yeah, I will get closer to my friends. In this case, hold on. I'm talking about, I will get closer to Modest and try to grab Keturah out of his grips and tell him, let her go, let's get out of here, Modest.
You got to dodge or fight back. You're being attacked right now, sorry. Before you can do that.
Oh, okay. So one more. I feel like I had the one that was on top of me. That's fine. So I will go ahead and attack back. Oh, that's right.
No, last one, but it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a. I'll give you a turn where one's not on you yet. He'll come next time, and you can act instead. We'll give you that.
Okay, so I will tell that to Modest, and I won't be kind of abusive or anything. I will be kind of sweet, and I will hold his arm because he's kind of fighting. Just let it go. Let's get out of here. And I will wave my beautiful hair in the air.
Go ahead. How would you like to respond to that, Modest?
Okay, Mr. Mallory, is that okay, sir?
Yes, my God.
Okay. I will go with Miss Prudence then.
Okay, Ansel, you were also disengaged because you smashed one last time, so you may not let you take an action this time around.
Oh, I thought I had one run me through.
Oh no, that's right. I was backwards. Yeah, so you need to decide. I'm sorry. You need to decide to attack or fight back.
I'm going to fight back.
Okay.
My last dying breath, I will fight back. That is a regular success.
A regular success. Okay, you beat the dodge. So let's see what you get.
5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. Okay. So how do you dispatch this one?
I take my axe and I split its breastbone in two and it flies apart.
Excellent. Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm going to skip in this next round up to Gerard since he has seen the munitions. Would you like to shoot some more or would you like to run away or shoot a...
Nope. I'm going to shoot. And 79 is not a success.
I'll give you a bonus die since for time constraints in the real world.
49 is not a success, but I can burn enough luck to make it a success because we need to blow this thing up and kill these creatures.
Yeah. So you hit it. And there is a loud explosion. Let me get luck rolls from everybody here.
It's a success.
Well, I had to adjust mine because I just spent 24 luck. So.
Ah. If you fail, take D4 damage from shrapnel. Or D6, take D6 damage from flying.
Do I need to roll the luck roll? Because I'm on, what's his name, shoulder at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
All right, so I took two.
Okay. Is everybody still okay? Damage,
I faint away. 99, my con check.
Let's just see if anybody, if everybody makes it out of here from that explosion.
I pass. Higher success, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I took damage, but it's not enough to down me. So.
Not enough to down you. Okay. Okay. Still up. Gotcha. So, at this point, the two ships are burning, and the creature that is fleshier than a skeleton, you hear it scream in rage and anger as it catches fire with the rest of the ship. You and most of the crew that was on the Gatsby as a as prisoners are able to get off and swim for the longboats as the ships go down. Up in a roar of flame and then sink. Can I get some spot hiddens real quick?
Sure.
Spot the hidden.
Okay. That's good enough. I got a quick draw.
Spot the hidden.
So we'll go with Prudence. Prudence, you see floating something next to you that looks like a the armband that was on that creature that was screaming and blew up.
Oh, I'll grab it. We shall grab it. You know, put it inside my blouse and keep swimming.
Okay. Sounds good. So all of you at this point are taking back to Bristol. It's still the middle of the night, early dawn. There is a barn that is there where the prisoners are kept. And the rest of you are actually, no, it's only going to be Keturah is kept with the prisoners, and everyone else, as they all gather around, all of you actually are sworn to secrecy to never talk about this, what happened here tonight, both for the fact that a British ship was burned, men were killed from England, And whatever horrors came are better left unsaid. You go back to Providence, and everyone keeps the word. There is a an inquest soon. One man comes forward to try to name or and names names, but his word is not taken, and everyone is able to get away scot-free. So that is the end of Burn the Gatsby. Sorry we had to kind of wrap up that way. It is actually a historical episode, as you may know. The
skeletons and all.
Yeah, skeletons and all, exactly. It was the first violent act of the Revolutionary War, they call it, or the time leading up to it. Everything else had been, like I said, burned ships. Everything else had been just hateful action or property damage. But with you guys there, boy, was it violent. So I think you all can count yourselves lucky that in the attempt to cover it up, the whole incident, you weren't you know, you couldn't be tried or court-martialed or anything like that. So that's the end of the scenario.